This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Alan Poganpool, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-Hour Heavy and Light Duty Towing in Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By GameZone Plus in Nokomis. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Morton Buildings in Litchfield, satisfied customers keep them at top. By St. Louis Regional Airport in East Alton. And by Lonnie Bathurst, your personal Ameriprise financial advisor in Litchfield. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize and David Jenkins.
Tobinat, thank you so much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday, the last Saturday of November.
Hey, end of the year's almost here.
It's almost here. Hope everyone
happy
had
New
a great
year.
Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah, Happy New Year. That's right. Happy Festivus. Remember, it's for the rest of us.
I got a problem with a lot of you people.
I'll let you know about it. That's exactly right. So hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you ventured out for the Black Friday madness, hope you got out of there in one piece.
It's not Black Friday anymore. It's Black Thursday.
Well, it's Gray Thursday, Tobin.
Gray Thursday.
It's Gray Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you call Thanksgiving Gray Thursday, just slap yourself right now.
No, I'm not going to.
I've noticed a lot
my,
more.
My wife, after our Thanksgiving dinner, we went to a place in Edwardsville, and I couldn't believe the crowds they had in Edwardsville at these stores. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Well, I guess I heard that this year that they were saying, the last couple of years even, there's been bigger crowds Thanksgiving night for shopping than there has been on the early Friday morning.
Well, I've noticed a lot more like progressive discounts where they give discounts throughout the hours of the day. And I haven't really heard about any bad Black Friday things going on like yesterday or the day before. So maybe it's calming things down a little bit, at least the violence.
Something good coming from the internet?
Possibly.
Huh. Who knew?
Well, the only incident that I read was the incident at the Galleria where they actually shut down the mall for a couple hours, which is quite impressive.
But oh, yeah, the Ferguson
protesters.
Yeah,
wasn't that
that
because
done.
The protesters,
yeah.
though?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
They said they were going to do it, and they did it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Didn't they stop the hockey game in St.
No.
Louis yesterday?
No, there was a rumor that they were in that area, and they were heading towards Scott Trade Center, but the arena was never on lockdown at any point during
good.
The game.
Good.
So
I was going to go off if I heard that was true, because that's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you would think with Twitter and that, all these the press row would have tweets like arena on lockdown, da 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 da. But all of them came out and said, "Not true, not true."
Speaking of Twitter, that's how I ended up following the end of the 1A championship game yesterday, because the live stream apparently is only free for a little while. Then they want you
like
to
like a
pay
half
for
a
it.
Game.
Yeah, half a game. Remember, radio's always free.
Yeah,
never forget that.
That's right.
Radio's always free. So I ended up having to follow Dave Kane on Twitter to get the exciting conclusion to that 1A state championship game. We'll be talking to Dave coming up in about 15 minutes here on Sports Saturday. But four state championship games were decided yesterday in the 1A game. Forreston defeated Carrollton, handing the Hawks their first loss of the year, 20-15. Carrollton ended up having the football late, but it was one of those situations, David, where they had basically the whole length of the field in front of them, no timeouts, and only a couple minutes with which to work.
And I don't want to say that the coaches didn't prepare them well, because I imagine they did, but obviously the way the game ended, maybe they got a little too excited and ended up just getting too many penalties on that final drive just to back them up further and further.
Because I think they picked up a first down like into Forreston territory and the penalty called it back. But you're right, you get into those situations and you know your emotions can get the best of you, and it's a hard game.
That's right. That's right. So
Carrollton comes up one possession short, but a great season nonetheless. So Forreston is the Class 1A champion. The only team that beat Forreston all year long, Pearl City Eastland Co-op, they hammered Marrero Forsyth in the 2A title game. So Pearl City Eastland wins 41-12 to be crowned Class 2A state champion. So one conference, two champions, and we could see that repeat itself today. Of course, Rochester won last night. We'll get to that in a moment, and SHG plays this morning.
Yeah, and about I think that one conference, the Upstate Illini Conference, and actually if you look at the teams, I think they had either four or five playoff teams this year, and they all knocked each other out. It was amazing.
Like
they all knocked each other out, and then two of them went to the state titles and won.
So in the 3A championship game, probably the game of the day, Wilmington on a last-second field goal downs Williamsville 20-17. And you think about poor Williamsville, David. The quarterfinal was always their hurdle.
Yeah.
They got over it this year. They get to the championship game and then lose in about as heartbreaking fashion as you can lose.
No, that's right. And it's a 32-yard field goal, too. So at the high school level, I mean, that's pretty much a...
That's not a chip shot.
Yeah, that's not a chip shot. So ball in the 15.
So Williamsville comes up one win shy as Wilmington is crowned 3A champion with a 20-17 win. And then Rochester made history last night. They've got the longest state championship streak of any public school in the history of Illinois. Now five consecutive 4A state football championships as they took care of Chicago Phillips last night, 49-28. And we've seen teams, more in basketball, you saw Manuel do it. You saw Chicago Simeon do it when they had their great teams, win four in a row. But when you win five in a row, David, obviously you're going a year past one group of kids. So, you know, if you have a great group of freshmen, they can go all the way through and theoretically win four in a row. But when you win five in a row, you've got turnover.
No, that's right. And they're, you can pretty much call them a dynasty, I guess.
Why not?
At the Illinois high school level. And obviously, Coach Derek Leonard probably going to go down as one of the best high school football coaches Illinois has ever seen. So
on the same list with his dad.
Yeah. What a program he's built, especially being a public school and in the conference that he plays in the very tough Central State 8. Has to battle SHG each year. Fortunately, they don't run into each other in the postseason.
Boy, can you imagine if they ever wind up in the same class?
Ugh.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Remember, Rochester lost their last two regular season games. Yep. Now, the first loss, I think it was to MacArthur or Eisenhower.
It was one of the two.
One of the Decatur schools. But the quarterback did not play in the first half. He was injured. Yep. They got down, brought him back, almost led him back to the victory.
Yep.
Came up short. And then, of course, SHG did what they did to every single opponent this year. Crushed them.
We'll see if they continue that trend today because they haven't had a close game all season.
Haven't been challenged.
Yeah.
They will get it started today in Champaign. It's a rematch of last year's Class 5A title game. We've got SHG 13-0 against Lombard Montini 10-3. So this is big time. This is about as big as you're going to get in Class 5A. These are two of the perennial powers. You always hear about SHG. I mean, we always hear about SHG because they're in our area. But people around the state are very familiar with Sacred Heart Griffin and everybody around the state knows all about Lombard Montini. So you're talking about a couple of great names, a couple of great traditions. They played a game that came down to it last year for the championship. Probably going to be the same thing today.
A lot of championship hardware between the two schools, and obviously one of them is going to walk away with one more today.
Yes, well, they're both walking away with something.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Who's getting the first place trophy, though?
I think, and when they played each other last year, I think that was a pretty close game, so... Hopefully, I mean, for football fans' sake, it'll be another close one, but I imagine SHG may just want to blow them out of the water again.
Lombard Montini has five championships and one second-place trophy, and SHG has eight total trophies, four of each.
Ah.
So, greatness on the field this morning at 10.
So then SHG trying to tie Montini with championships.
With championships. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Class 6A, Lamont takes on LaGrange Park Nazareth Academy. Those are two 13-0 squads scoring off in 6A. 7A has New Lenox, Providence Catholic at 12-1, taking on Cary Grove at 13-0. And then in Class 8A, Flossmoore Homewood at 11-2 will take on Lincolnshire Stevenson at 13-0. Flossmoore Homewood, that's who knocked out Edwardsville in the second round of the 8A playoffs. So only four high school football games left on the schedule. And it's been a pretty exciting playoff run. There's been some great games. There's been some good upsets. And you start looking at the teams that made it to Memorial Stadium for the finals, David. You got probably the two best teams in 1A, Forreston and Carrollton. You won't get much of an argument there. Hard to argue with Pearl City with the season they had getting there. Of course, Marrora is a power year in, year out. Probably the two best teams in 3A got there. Rochester, I mean, they've won four straight titles. So when you get them in the title game, doesn't matter who they play.
That's right.
That's good. So yesterday, really, all four games, you either had the two best teams in each class or the most dominant team in the state over a number of years.
Easily somebody from one of the top four teams in the state in each title game. Marrora, although on the scoreboard it didn't look like it was it didn't look like maybe Marrora should have been there, but believe me, Marrora should have been there. I mean, they're a fantastic football team and moving to the same home conference in a couple of years. So.
Of course, that's what made Staunton's run last year so spectacular, when you get a four-loss team all the way to the state title game, because it just generally does not happen. You look at the games today, Montini, they're a three-loss team, but they're Montini. Other than that, 13-0 SHG, 13-0 Lamont, 13-0 LaGrange Park, 13-0 Cary Grove, 13-0 Lincolnshire Stevenson, and of course you had Wilmington and Williamsville both 13-0 scoring off yesterday. Carrollton was 13-0, so a lot of undefeated one-loss, two-loss teams representing in the state finals this weekend.
Yeah, two of those first three games yesterday, classics on the football field, very close, came down to the last drive for both of them.
You know, unfortunately, our area teams came up on the short end of both of those sticks, but what a great day of championship football it was yesterday, shaping up to be just as good, if not better, today with 5 through 8A on the docket. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Dave Kane of the Springfield State Journal-Register. Dave was there all day yesterday, saw all four of those great ball games. We're going to talk to Dave Kane next.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield has every major brand of tire for your car or semi. They do complete exhaust work and are a Hertz rental agency. Kurt's Towing can transport your vehicle of any kind and repair it in their complete shop. When you need a tow or a repair, remember Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing. 324-2400. Kurt's, just west of Rural King in Litchfield.
GameZone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. GameZone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. GameZone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. I'm Jim Miller, and I'd like to be your ag lender this season. As a farmer myself, I understand. I know that farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Visit us at one of our four locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:16, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky, by Wayne Schaefer, your country financial insurance agent in Jerseyville, and by Farm Credit Illinois. Partly cloudy skies. It will be warmer. Expect a high of around 55 degrees. Becoming cloudy for tonight. We'll have a low of around 48. Heading into tomorrow, cloudy skies with a chance of rain on Sunday. Highs will be in the upper 50s. But the temperatures will be falling throughout the day. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. It will be colder. Highs will be in the low 40s. The lows will be in the low 30s. At 9:17, we have a temperature reading of 47 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. By Wayne Schaefer, your country financial insurance agent in Jerseyville. And by Farm Credit Illinois. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
You're living comfortably. That is to say that your bills and your paycheck pretty much balance out with a little bit left over. But what if your income were to stop due to a disability? Would your family be financially secure? Would you be prepared? The answer is yes if you have disability income insurance from Country Financial. It helps take care of your bills while you're disabled, and it's guaranteed renewable to age 65 or retirement if earlier. Best of all, it leaves you with just one thing to concentrate on, getting well. Find out more today from me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country Financial representative in Jerseyville.
Hey, sports fans! St. Louis Regional Airport in East Alton, Illinois, wants to remind you that flying is the best way to follow the Redbirds, the Rams, and the Blues on the road. Even if you're not a pilot, stop by and visit St. Louis Regional's new restaurant, the High Flyers Grill. They have great food and a super view of the runway. Check out their website at stlewisregional.com for all the details and a complete list of upcoming events, or like them on Facebook.
Does your crop insurance coverage fit the way you farm? If not, the crop insurance specialists at Farm Credit can help explain today's crop insurance options and changes to the federal crop insurance program. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and at Farm Credit you get the latest information available, so you can choose the coverage options that's best for your farming operation. The crop insurance professionals at Farm Credit know crop insurance, and they know farming, and they take the time to discuss and review how your crop insurance coverage can meet your risk management needs while providing more opportunities for marketing throughout the growing season. For crop insurance coverage to fit the way you farm, turn to Farm Credit. Call us today at 800-444-FARM or find us online. Farm Credit, lending support to our member owners for nearly 100 years.
And at 9:19, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize and David Jenkins.
Tobinot, thank you very much. Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday. So the high school football season will wrap up today. Beginning next week, we got a lot of high school basketball on the radio for you here on WSMI FM 106. Tuesday night, we will have a high school boys-girls doubleheader, actually a girls-boys doubleheader. It will be Williamsville taking on Litchfield. That game will be played at Lincolnwood High School Tuesday night live at 7:30 here on FM 106, and that will be followed up with boys action. Gillespie will travel to Carlinville. We'll have that broadcast at 9 o'clock Tuesday night right here on FM 106. Of course, all the high school games will stream online at WSMIRadio.com. Also Tuesday night on 105.3 The Ox, it'll be the Big Ten ACC Challenge as Illinois will travel to Miami to take on the Hurricanes. You'll hear that live at 7 o'clock Tuesday night on 105.3 The Ox. And David, the Illini picked up a big win last night in Las Vegas, the championship game there. They defeated Baylor. Very impressive win.
Biggest win of the season so far. Quality opponent. Obviously, Indiana State was a quality opponent as well, but beating the likes of Baylor, a tournament team last year, a team that made a run in the tournament last year, I believe. It was either them or Oregon. Same colors. I get them confused sometimes.
Well, so close, too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, just separated by, thousands of miles?
You know, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, well. Very good win for them last night.
Very good. So we'll see if they can keep it rolling Tuesday night in Miami. Let's switch gears back to high school football. Dave Kane from the Springfield State Journal-Register joining us on the phone. And Dave, thank you for a few minutes of your time. We always appreciate it. Got a big game today, kicking it off with SHG and Montini, a rematch of last year's 5A championship game. But let's look back. You were up in Champaign yesterday, and boy, did you see four highly entertaining football games.
Well, sure did. I got there about midway through the Carrollton game, the 1A game. I didn't see that in its entirety. Carrollton lost a tough game. I think it was 20-15. They lost to an outstanding Forreston team from up in the northwest part of the state. They could never quite. I think they did take an early lead, but then they fell behind. It was kind of a milestone kind of a game for the Carrollton program. Second place is certainly nothing to be ashamed of. The next game, the 2A game, I don't know. It was something of a surprise. Lanark Eastland from not too far from Forreston up north, really dominated the game in beating Moroa Forsyth. And I don't think, we're not used to seeing Moroa Forsyth lose, let alone lose convincingly.
Right.
So that was a little bit of a surprise. Obviously the probably the most exciting game, it was the 3A game last night. Williamsville basically loses a heartbreaker. Wilmington kicks a field goal on the final play of the game, a 30 yarder. To beat Williamsville 20-17. It was a very good game. It was 3-0 at halftime. There was a lot of scoring really in the last about 6.5 minutes of the game, back and forth. And Williamsville just, they scored to tie it with about 5 minutes, a little over 5 minutes to go. And Wilmington is kind of a grinded out ball control team, and that's just what they did. They drove all the way down, 5 minutes plus to set up a winning field goal. And, it was just obviously a thrilling game for Wilmington to win and a heartbreaker for Williamsville, but that's the way it turned out. And Rochester, what can you say? Five state championships in a row. I think only one school has won more, and that's Addison-Driscoll. They won seven straight. Uh, just just an amazing performance by Rochester last night in beating Chicago Phillips. So, and four more games today. Like you said, just a little while, SHG takes on Montini.
Dave, in that 3A title game, Williamson and Williamsville, it's so rare to see a high school game end on a last-second field goal, let alone a championship game. And a 30-yard field goal in high school is far from a gimme.
Yeah, it was the young man for Wilmington, he's a senior, but apparently he did not play on the football team until this year. You know, for whatever reason, it was kind of an interesting story. But, they Wilmington drove down, and they were going north to south, and it was into a, you know, not an extremely strong wind, but there was, you know, it was into the wind nonetheless, and he was on the right hash mark, you know, where they spotted the ball and had to kick it, you know, right to left, and it was over toward the left upright, but it was through, you know, it was up, you know, inside the upright pretty comfortably. There was no question about it. And, you know, for Williamsville fans, it brought back a few memories. 2 years ago, Williamsville in a quarterfinal game lost on a field goal on the final play of the game to Tolono Unity. A kid kicked a field goal. It wasn't as long, but it was in a lot stronger wind. But that kind of brought back some memories of that Tolono game for Williamsville. So it really, and Williamsville kicked one field goal in the game last night, and Wilmington actually got two. So, you know, two very good kickers were on display in that game.
Dave, read your article this morning in the State Journal on that 3A title game. Great article, as always. But what was kind of the mood, I guess, of the Williamsville kids? They said all the right things after the game, but my goodness, they had to be absolutely crushed.
Oh, they were, you know, it was about what you would expect. A lot of us working media were up in the press box. I wasn't actually down on the field immediately afterwards. You know, I saw some pictures in the afternoon. Boy, just a lot of big kids, you know, who were in tears.
Yeah.
You know, you work so far and you get that close and the winning points are scored and you look up and there's no time left. There's nothing you can do about it. And like I said, it was similar to their loss to Tolono 2 years ago. You know, I think they feel like it was two undefeated teams. Williamsville, they never got the lead. They were either behind or they had tied it. They tied it twice in the fourth quarter. They could never get the lead. They were down 3-0 at halftime. Wilmington really dominated time of possession. And, you know, Williamsville might have been fortunate just to be down 3-0 at the half. But, Williamsville, it was obviously just to lose in that fashion. And I know there's a cliche. You hate to say lose because it really, even the Williamson coach said there really weren't any losers in that game last night. You know, they had more points at the end, but it was just a heck of a ball game.
And kind of fitting, I guess, that it ended that way because the Sangamon Conference all year long was such a defensive league. So for the 3A title game involving the Sangamon team to come down to that type of finish, probably kind of fitting for the conference as a whole and Williamsville's season that it at least ended kind of the way the whole season was, defense.
Well, yeah. It was just, Wilmington of their scores last night. One came on a kick return. I think it came immediately after Williamsville had tied it midway through the fourth quarter. So really, Williamsville gave up one touchdown from scrimmage. Otherwise, you know, again, yeah, they played a great defensive game, but so did Wilmington. I mean, to shut out a Williamsville team through one half is very impressive.
Yeah.
Safe to say. So, you know, it was everything you'd kind of want a state championship game to be, you know, two undefeated teams, and it went down to the final play.
And it just kind of an oddity of the way it worked out this year. Sangamon County had a team playing 3A, 4A, and then with SHG in 5A, three games in a row, potentially could have had three state champions from one county. I don't know that that has ever happened.
Boy, that's a good point. Now, yesterday morning afternoon, and maybe I mentioned it already, Forreston won the 1A championship, and Lanark Eastland, I don't know what county it is, way up in northwestern Illinois, Lanark Eastland is only about 15 miles from Forreston, and they won the 1A and the 2A titles, and I guess they're in the same conference,
they
but they're in different classes, and Lanark had beaten Forreston pretty convincingly in week 9. so, you know, up there they can lay claim to, you know, some pretty impressive football also. But yeah, I guess you'd say Sangamon County, Springfield area. Obviously, these last few years, Sacred Heart, Griffin, and Rochester have just both been on such a roll. And now, you know, to see Williamsville, you know, kind of get into the mix there and come awfully close, you know, to winning a championship themselves. So, yeah, you know, and hopefully this is, you know, maybe the sign of things to come. You know, Williamsville, they're going to lose a lot of good seniors. But they had a sophomore running back last night, Jace Franklin, who rushed for over 100 yards and scored on a big 60-yard touchdown pass play. So, you know, the cupboard won't be bare at Williamsville next year either. And, you know, Auburn's always going to be right there. Athens, I think, is an up-and-coming program. And I think Pleasant Plains, showed some signs of what they could do. So, yeah, it's kind of an exciting time up in the Springfield area.
And, Dave, one of the things that stood out to me in these playoffs was three of the conferences in particular. You mentioned the Sangamo, and then we have the WIVC and the Upstate Illini. Really, when it came to the playoffs, they all essentially knocked each other out in each conference.
Yeah, you know, the way 3A was set up this year, the quadrant, there were, I'm trying to remember now, four or five Sangamo teams just in that one quadrant. And, you know, when you do a geographical thing, sometimes it works out that way. They kind of knock each other off. And then, you know, I know over in 1A you had North Green, you had Carrollton, and they were one game away from maybe meeting in the semis, and North Green couldn't quite get it done against Camp Point. You're right. It just the way it shook out. You know, I think since they've gone back to these kind of geographic quadrants, you know, whether you like them or you don't, I mean, you're going to have situations like this where a lot of teams from the same conference are going to kind of have their own playoffs, so to speak.
Dave Kane from the Springfield State Journal-Register joining us here on Sports Saturday. Always appreciate the time he gives us. Dave, just one more question, just quickly, on the 5A game today, SHG and Lombard-Montini. I know you're more of the small school guy, but SHG-Montini, you just start talking about names and profiles. There's not really two bigger than SHG and Lombard-Montini.
Today, in just a short while, you know, in this matchup, the roles are kind of reversed. Up at DeKalb last year, I think Montini going in, you know, I'm drawing a blank now how many titles they had won in a row. Maybe, I want to say three or four, something like that. And SHG, kind of came from behind and broke Montini's streak. And, today, I think that the roles are reversed. I think SHG is a favorite, not an overwhelming favorite or anything. I think that I would really be surprised, because SHG has won, you know, has had running clocks every game this year. That's how dominant they've been. I would really be surprised if the Cyclones can get a 40-point lead against Lombard-Montini. Now, if they do that, wow.
Right.
It's two great programs. Going back a number of years, as Griffin and Montini played each other regular season a few times when Griffin's schedule had some spots for non-conference games. So, you know, yeah, it's two programs, you know, from different parts of the state, but they have a lot of respect for each other. And it's just two great programs. So it ought to be, I would hope it'll be a good game this morning over in Champaign.
And Montini had won four straight titles before their second place finish last year.
Okay, four in a row. So yeah, last night Rochester winning five in a row. I think that leaves them, you know, kind of alone in second place now for both consecutive championships won, which is just it's still mind-boggling.
It is, and whether it's private or public, it's still impressive. But what Rochester has done, Dave, being a public school, to me, it stands several cuts above.
Yeah, I think so. And I think last year they became the first public school to win four in a row, so now obviously five in a row. Yeah, it's just it's amazing. It's kind of a unique situation. You know, Rochester, it's a growing school district near Springfield. You know, I don't think they're ever going to get quite as big as Chatham-Glenwood in terms of enrollment, but, I mean, it's kind of a similar situation. When they went to the Central State 8, they knew, you know, football-wise, that they were going to maybe lose a few games along the way, especially to the Griffins or maybe the Glenwoods or whatever. And this year, actually, Rochester, for the first time in a long time, lost two straight regular season games. They lost to Decatur MacArthur, which is a newcomer to the league. It was a little bit of a surprise, but they lost, and then of course they had to play SHG the following week. So wow, Rochester actually lost two games in a row. But I think that schedule that they play, and the level that Rochester is at, I mean, it really gets them ready for Class 4A. And this year was another example of that.
This is the first time the championships are back in Champaign-Urbana. What's the overall experience been like?
It was okay. I think they're in a situation now where they're alternating, at least for the foreseeable future, because of the U of I schedule. This year it's obviously at Memorial Stadium. Next year, I believe they're going back to DeKalb. I'm not sure exactly how long that agreement is in writing, so to speak. But on a very personal level, the press box facility, it's a little bigger up at U of I, over at U of I, compared to at DeKalb. It was a little more crowded.
It was cramped last year.
Yeah, a little bit. But, I think, the IHSA, I don't know if they would really say it, but, really, DeKalb, they're a little closer to some of those Chicago area schools. And I think the attendance last year, just because it was a shorter trip for some of those suburban schools, attendance was probably up. Whereas with Champaign, that's a little longer trip. And, these last few years, there hasn't really been a team, I guess you'd say, from the deep south that's made it to a title game. So you're kind of talking about Central Illinois and Points North. So, I think this week, Carrollton might be the southernmost team, unless I'm forgetting about somebody. So,
well, Dave, you asked people from Chicago. Carrollton is the deep south.
It was a good setup last night, but it's good at DeKalb, too.
Absolutely. But you realize Carrollton is the deep south if you're from Chicago, Dave.
Well, yeah, I know anything south of I-80 is way down in southern Illinois.
It might as well be in the Boot Heel of Missouri.
Oh, I might as well, Cairo or whatever.
There you
go. You're right.
Dave Kane, we always appreciate your time here on Sports Saturday. Thank you so much. And, hey, basketball season's right around the corner. How about that?
Oh, well, yeah, and I know technically it's already here.
Right.
And yeah, I know. I've been trying to kind of play catch-up basketball-wise, and now we can kind of totally focus on hoops now. So looking forward to it.
All right, Dave, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, take care, guys.
All right, Dave Kane from the Springfield State Journal Register. If you're not reading Dave in the State Journal, you're missing out. If you're not following him on Twitter, you are really missing out.
What a fun follow.
Now, are you on Twitter, Tim?
Am I on Twitter?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But WSMI is.
That's right.
At WSMI Sports and at WSMI News.
Thanks for the plug.
If I was on Twitter, I wouldn't have a job. I would be fired quickly.
Because of some of the things you would say.
It's like Festivus. I got a lot of problems with you people. We need
I follow a former employee on Twitter and who lives in Montana now, and it's interesting what he has to say.
Oh, the mayor.
Yes.
Yes, the good old mayor, yes. We need a break on Sports Saturday. We're back with more in a moment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your dream into a reality. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project.
Satisfied customers keep Morton buildings at the top. Call them at 324-2002. That's 324-2002.
Just because you're working doesn't mean you can't plan a holiday party. Make it easy on yourself by making farmer-owned Prairie Farms the honored guest. Add some zip to your party by serving delicious Prairie Farms French onion, bacon cheddar, jalapeno fiesta, and new veggie ranch dips. Make sure your holiday party is an event to remember with Prairie Farms dairy products. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned. The Dressing Room cordially invites you to stop in on Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and browse through their beautiful boutique. Everything from 1803 products, including sprays, candles, and melters, offer a country sampler flair decor. A beautiful assortment of jewelry, handbags, and wallets, including the coveted designer Coach. With the holidays fast approaching, gift certificates are available. The Dressing Room on Main Street in Hillsboro, where there's always a sale.
WSMI and area businesses encourage you to help your friends and neighbors with the Food for Friends campaign, brought to you in part by the Venti Shell Food Mart of Carlinville, Kibbles and Clips Grooming on North Broad in Carlinville, Cruise Enterprises of Verdon and Girard, by Remarkable's Consignment Shop on Northwest Street, Carlinville, and Showtime Lane's Cafe and Steakhouse in Verdon.
And back here on WSMI Sports Saturday, up in 20 minutes, Fighting Illini football from Northwestern, live at 10 this morning here on FM 106. And we always talk about, you get to high school football, you know, week 8, week 9, you have de facto playoff games, yeah, just from the way the records and whatnot break down. Well, it's, this is a de facto bowl game today.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's a playoff game.
Illinois, Northwestern, both 5-6, so the winner will get their sixth win and become bowl eligible. How about that?
Yep, be able to participate in the American Standard Toilet Bowl.
Who would have thought, though, that Illinois would have a chance to be bowl eligible going into the last week of the year? Not this guy,
yeah,
I'll tell you that much.
No.
So we'll see if they can get it done on the road. Live coverage coming up 10 o'clock here on FM 106. Let's switch gears. Let's talk some high school basketball. All sorts of action from the area Thanksgiving tournaments. At the Metro East Thanksgiving tournament yesterday, Alton Marquette defeated Litchfield 53-31. Centralia Christar rocked over East Alton Wood River 70-55. It was Metro East slipping past Freeburg 47-45. New Athens defeated Marissa 53-42. Roxana over Valmyra 73-57. And then in overtime, Staunton beat Bunker Hill 75-73. And from my understanding, Bunker Hill led that game by 3 in the final seconds, and Staunton hit a triple at the horn to force overtime. So the Dogs get the win 75-73. And then last night, Southwestern defeated Metro East 55-31. And Waterloo Jabot defeated Alton Marquette 59-53. Remember, they expanded that tournament this year to 18 teams. So a couple of teams yesterday had to play twice, that being Metro East and Alton Marquette. So Southwestern Jabot for the championship at Metro tonight. We'll get into the matchups for tonight here in just a moment. At the New Berlin tournament yesterday, Lincolnwood over New Berlin 62-41. Lutheran over Macon Meridian 62-42. And Waverly got past West Central 52-51. Down in Granite City, it was Civic Memorial over Nokomis 56-41. At the Mulberry Grove tournament, Cowden-Herrick downed the host Aces 59-49. Cowden-Herrick then beat Sandoval 78-65 and Odin over Patoka 84-73. At the Edinburgh tournament, it was Athens over Edinburgh 83-69 and Mohiqua Central A&M over South Fork 73-45. And at Lebanon, Madison over Columbia 69-56. Trenton Westland then defeated Lebanon 54-26. Hillsboro was at the Washington tournament. They lost both games yesterday. I wrote the scores down and then did not bring them into the control room.
The second one, they lost 70-57.
That was to Chicago.
Al Rabi. And the first one was to Camp D Lakeview. I don't remember the score or something.
It was
like,
double digits.
Yeah, 84-45, something like that. But, yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
They went 0-2.
That's a good tournament over there.
Yeah. it'll show come conference time for Hillsboro.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We always talk about toughen your schedule up early and it'll pay dividends late.
Yeah.
Hillsboro should benefit from that here once we get into postseason play coming up in March. In girls' Thanksgiving tournaments yesterday at Litchfield, what a game. Carlinville got past Nokomis 52-49 and Litchfield over Vandalia 59-34.
The Toppers lost to Lincoln 59-20. So
in Taylorville?
Yes.
Yeah, I was I was going to get to that.
Oh, sorry. Oh. I thought that was
the
game.
We were talking about the boys before.
Oh.
Yeah, this was the girls.
That's all right, though, Toby.
My bad.
That's okay.
I'll turn my mic off now.
So Hillsborough lost to Lincoln.
So we'll just skip to the Taylorville tournament, where Hillsborough lost to Lincoln 59-20. Auburn defeated Eisenhower 53-52. Mount Zion over Jacksonville 67-64. And Taylorville defeated St. Anthony 43-28. But that's always one of the premier early season girls tournaments across the state. At the Pena tournament, a bit of a surprise to me anyway, Southwestern loses to Mohiqua Central A&M 48-45. So the Birds suffer their first loss of the year. Just proves, David, how hard it is. We've seen Southwestern a number of times go deep into the year undefeated, and they play a tough early season schedule. So bit of a surprise with so much coming back that they suffer an early season loss, but far from the end of the road.
Yeah, and that's a very good Central A&M team they lost to, I think, last year in the state title game, I believe.
I think they might have been in 1A.
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat Nokomis in postseason play.
Yeah, so they may have lost to Central A&M, but that's a pretty good team to lose to.
Absolutely. So Central A&M defeats Southwestern 48-45 in Pena. Athens over Mattoon 52-48, and then Pena defeated Decatur St. Teresa 41-39. At the Springfield Southeast Tournament, Champaign-St. Thomas More over Peoria 60-57. Illinois Valley Central over Metro Missouri 39-34. It was Illinois Valley Central then over Southeast 58-39. Peoria beat Champaign Central 58-46. Rochester then defeated Central 52-22. And Southeast all over Normandy, Missouri 75-10. So that's just kind of a look at some of the Thanksgiving action from yesterday. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we will look at the schedule for today's turkey tournaments following these messages.
Hi, I'm Reagan Weir, agronomy manager and CHS yield point specialist at CHS Shipman. We at CHS are here to help you figure out precisely what inputs you need to take your yields and profits to the next level. With CHS Yield Point prescription writing services, it's possible to better plan your nutrient placement. Our team of experts are the best in the business, and we at CHS Shipman are committed to help you maximize your yields. Call me, Reagan Weir, at CHS Shipman today.
Hi, this is Dennis Wiesman, grain originator for CHS Shipman. Marketing is a difficult decision for producers, even in a year with great prices. The job turns very stressful when great yields create low prices. Our goal is to help you through these difficult times and to identify and capitalize on selling opportunities that will make your operation successful. Please call Phil, Jack, or myself for our latest market outlook or follow us at chsshipman.com. Thank you.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. C&B Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. C&B Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. C&B Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank established in 1854.
Hey, sports fans! St. Louis Regional Airport in East Alton, Illinois wants to remind you that flying is the best way to follow the Redbirds, the Rams, and the Blues on the road. Even if you're not a pilot, stop by and visit St. Louis Regional's new restaurant, the High Flyers Grill. They have great food and a super view of the runway. Check out their website at stlewisregional.com for all the details and a complete list of upcoming events, or like them on Facebook.
And at 9:47, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest, by the First National Bank of Litchfield, and by Stein Seed Regional Sales Manager Gary Niemeyer. It will have partly cloudy skies. It will be warmer for today. We'll have highs of around 55 degrees, becoming cloudy for tonight with a low of around 48. Heading into tomorrow, cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain. Expect highs Sunday in the upper 50s, but the temperatures will be falling throughout the day. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies and colder. We'll have highs in the low 40s. The lows will be in the low 30s. At 9:48, we have a temperature reading of 48 degrees. The weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest, by First National Bank of Litchfield, and by Stein Seed Regional Manager Gary Niemeyer. We'll be right back.
Grow your own way. auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement. Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you. Just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
Experiencing aches, pains, or an injury? Teamwork Rehab can help you. Our Hillsborough location has the only aquatic therapy program in Montgomery County. Aquatic therapy provides effective therapeutic treatment for those who have limited tolerances for traditional land-based rehab. At Teamwork Rehab, you always have one-on-one individualized care provided by a certified, licensed professional. Give Teamwork Rehab a call at 532-4160 for all your physical therapy needs. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:49, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize and David Jenkins.
So, Benat, thank you so much. Welcome back to Sports Saturday. We got Fighting Illini football in 10 minutes here on FM 106 from Northwestern. The winner will become bowl eligible. And always good to know that people are listening, David.
Yeah, that's right.
Our good buddy Darren Deneve texted me and let me know. Central A&M has some really, really good guards.
He's your buddy? You're the one that says you demand all blue M&Ms when you broadcast from Carlinville?
He had something to say about you last week when you were here.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
What's the color this year? Are you going all red this year? Or
no, blue.
All blue? Okay.
Of course.
Still blue. You haven't changed the color on it.
No, naturally not.
Okay.
Naturally not. Okay. So we thank Darren for that. Of course, we knew Central A&M was a good squad. And we always talk about guards, guards, guards. You hear Terry say it all the time. You give me guards, and we can go a long, long way.
Yeah.
So. Something's never changing.
So good guard matchup yesterday then.
Good, very good guard matchup yesterday. There's going to be some good matchups today around the area. Turkey tournaments. I guess let's start at Metro East. Very intriguing championship game there.
Yeah, with the Metro East boys. First we'll start with the bronze bracket, which will be the first few games kicking off. Playing for fifth place in the bronze bracket, East Alton Wood River against Bunker Hill. That one starts at 10:30. DuPont and Staunton play for third place in the bronze bracket at 10 a.m. And Christ Our Rock Lutheran versus Gillespie at noon for first place in the bronze bracket. In the silver bracket, Marissa takes on Valmeyer, that one tipping off at 11:30. Cleveland ROTC takes on New Athens for third place in the silver bracket at 1. And Roxana against Morrisonville at 2:30 for first place in the silver bracket. Morrisonville, a one-point winner in overtime over New Athens, as we mentioned. And out of the gold bracket, 5:30 tip-off for Litchfield and Freeburg, playing for fifth place overall. Playing for third place, Metro East Lutheran against Marquette. That one tips off at 7 a.m., kind of a surprise to me at least. 7 p.m., yeah, 7 p.m. I did not think Metro East Lutheran would make it that far, but here they are, third place. They pulled off that win against Freeburg yesterday.
Yeah, Freeburg.
And then Southwestern and Jabot tipping off at 8:30 p.m. in the main gym for the championship game.
Southwestern is absolutely loaded.
They are going to be fun to watch this year. Let's head to Mulberry Grove, where Sandoval will take on Ramsey at 4, Patoka against Cowden at 5:30, and the host Aces will take on Odin at 7 o'clock. To Pittsfield now, we've got Lovejoy playing for, I don't know what they're playing for. They're playing against Western for the first game, and I skipped one of these pages because this is the bracket that I didn't have filled out for the tiebreaker.
You're like Morgan Freeman. Excuse me. I seem to have missed
Excuse
the page.
Me, except I can't make it sound as good as he did. Here we go.
No one can.
Let's go to the Mount Pulaski tournament. 3:30 tip-off for Tri-City taking on Decatur Christian for 7th and 8th. For 5th and 6th, Danville Schlarman will take on Illini Central. For third and fourth, Mount Pulaski taking on Springfield Calvary. And for first place, Decatur Lutheran is taking on Porta, that game at 8 o'clock tonight. Of course, the tournament that Hillsborough is in, the 2014 Coventry Healthcare Tournament of Champions, Hillsborough will be playing at noon today for the Uftring fifth place game. They'll be taking on Knoxville. At 1:30, you've got for the third place game, you've got IVC taking on Al Robbie, and the championship game for the Uftring tournament is Lakeview versus Roncalli, which I have no idea what that is. So it's something.
It's fun.
Let's see. To Edinburgh we go. Central A&M will take on Athens at 6:15, and at 7:30, South Fork will take on Edinburgh. We've got a few games at 11 a.m. at Canton. Delavan takes on Peoria Emanuel, and Canton takes on Vandalia at 12:30. At 6 o'clock tonight, Peoria Emanuel takes on Vandalia, and 7:30, Canton takes on Delavan. And then that's all for our area schools for the boys' side. For the girls, real quick, as we mentioned, Hillsboro lost yesterday to Lincoln, so they will take on St. Anthony today, or tonight rather, starting at 6:30 for third place in the Taylorville tournament. Lincoln will play Taylorville for first place at 8 p.m. tonight. Auburn will play Mount Zion for the Consolation Championship at 5 tonight. And then Eisenhower will take on Jacksonville at 3:30 this afternoon for seventh place.
All right, so lots of action around the state today for turkey tournaments. Of course, still four state football championship games to be decided. They will be kicking off SHG and Montini about 5 minutes from now. We are counting down to Fighting Illini football at 10 o'clock. They are on the road at Northwestern. That comes up live at the top of the hour here on FM 106. Sports Saturday back in a moment.
The American dream is of a better future, a confident retirement, and those dreams have been taking a beating lately. As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Lonnie Bathurst is dedicated to helping you keep your dreams alive by listening, planning, and working with you one-on-one so you can retire your way with confidence.
Call me, Lonnie Bathurst, at 217-324-3203 or stop by our location at 510 North State Street in Litchfield, Illinois.
American Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Family, friendship, and appreciation. It's that time of year to celebrate the holiday season. A time to gather around the family dining table with stories of yesterday and the blessings of tomorrow. The employees, officers, and board of directors of the First National Bank of Litchfield would like to express their sincere thanks to their customers and entire community for the trust that they have placed in them this year. It's because of you that they are able to keep growing and stay strong, and they appreciate your continued support. The First National Bank of Litchfield would like to remind you as the Christmas season approaches to shop local and support our hometown merchants. The First National Bank of Litchfield, member FDIC.
At Stein, we are continually inspired to provide growers with the industry's highest yielding seed. That's why every decision we make is driven by performance. Hi, I'm Myron Stein, and each year our Stein soybeans continue to demonstrate that Stein has yield. Choose between multiple trait platforms and a wide range of genetics to maximize the performance potential from your fields.
Choose Stein brand soybeans this season. Visit steinseed.com or contact your local Stein seed dealer today.
The UJ's Corner Convenience Stores in Litchfield and Nokomis. They've got what you forgot this Thanksgiving. You'll find what you need for your party or get-together, including your favorite beverages, grocery items, dairy, bread, snacks, and a whole lot more. You get what you want when you want it at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis. Please drive carefully and have a safe holiday.
We are back on WSMI Sports Saturday. And, David, you just brought – I didn't know what we were going to talk about here the last couple minutes, but you just gave me a topic of conversation.
Okay, let's do it.
We're talking about Rochester. They now got five consecutive state championships.
Yeah.
But you just brought up an interesting point because you get rings.
Yeah.
That's a lot of jewelry.
Yeah, it is.
What right. Do you do?
Well, yeah, well, do you – when you get it sized, do you keep getting the same finger sized, or are you going to get – you know, each one, you get each finger – sized each a different year, so
it's such I don't know. It's such an interesting point. I would think that once you've got four, I would think you would get the fifth one fitted for the thumb.
For the thumb, got to.
I would think, right? I mean, that's got to be the last one you plan on getting, the thumb ring.
Yeah,
it was like Phil Jackson has so many championship rings, he ran out of fingers.
Yeah,
he's got 11.
Start
of
on
them
toes, I guess.
That's a little too small.
Yeah, well, the big toe.
No, that's true.
That's good enough.
That's true. But it is an interesting idea though. When you get all those championship rings, if you ever wanted to wear them at once.
Yeah,
you know, like for
when
a banquet,
would you want to wear them at once?
At the sports banquet.
Yeah.
If I'm Derek Leonard, I'm showing up to the Rochester Sports Banquet with bling on my hand, baby. All five of them right there.
Well, don't forget, you also have the class ring, too. So, I mean, that's an extra.
Forget the class ring. Get that out of here.
Or, you know, if you have a rivalry game on your schedule, that's another time you bust it out. Just, you know. Wear all the rings on
True.
The sidelines.
But the problem is Rochester's rival is Griffin,
yeah.
And his dad's the coach. So I don't know that he wants to do that.
Probably not. Right now they have more titles than Griffin.
That's true. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Caught up in 5 years.
Yeah. How about that?
Griffin going for number 5 today, though.
Yeah, so they can tie. We'll see.
We'll see. So Griffin and Montini for the 5A championship. They are getting set to kick off at Memorial Stadium in Champaign. We are out of time here on Sports Saturday. We got the Fighting Illini from Northwestern coming up next here on FM 106. We, of course, want to thank Dave Kane from the Springfield State Journal Register for his time this morning on Sports Saturday. Going to be a great day of high school sports across the state. You got football championship games. You got turkey tournaments. Get out and enjoy it. For Tobin, for David, I am Tim. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. This is WQSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. We'll have high school basketball for you next week here on FM 106. It is time now for Fighting Illini football.